just as you are benefiting by past generations, future generations will benefit by that which you all are doing. But we do not think you should have to wait until if you are a part of a future generation in order to benefit from the contrast and the creation and the evolution that your own life has put there for you. We think that you should be able to mix it up, know what you don't want, know what you do want, and live it. Mix it up, know what you don't want, know what you do want, and live it. Mix it up, know what you don't want, know what you do want, and live it. We do not think it is necessary to really know what you don't want so you really know what you do want, so there's this really big gap between what you really are and who you've become and who you're allowing yourself to be, and you struggle, torture, go to therapy, go to 12 steps, go to online chat groups, feeling the discord of all of it, and then meditate and close a gap. Come out of meditation and open the gap.
Right.
Go to sleep and close the gap. Wake up and open the gap. And then after a while, you just say, life is really, really hard. And we say, it does not need to be hard. You have the ability to close this gap more and more and more. You should not have to wait long at all. You do not need to develop patience when you understand the way the laws of the universe work. Just chill out more. Spend more time reaching for thoughts that feel better.
Thank you, Abraham.
Yes,
always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for choosing me. I have this challenge that I've had for many years, which is...
Being held longer. We're happy to hear about it, but when you've had a challenge for many years, we say, so how is it that you choose to keep the challenge active?
That may be my question to you. That was my question. So the challenge is that I have many things to do, and I seem to be very effective, despite the fact that I seem to complete maybe 25% of the things I need to do, and I'm easily distracted from the things I need to do.
Does your world come to an end at not getting the other 75% done?
No.
Then maybe you don't need to do them.
Well, then how do I enjoy that 75% of the time that I'm wasting more than I'm enjoying it?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yes.
In other words, that you see, you bring something to the forum that's very important to realize. And the reason that we're toying with you a little bit about it is because we really want to get this out in the open where you all can feel it. You're the one who's living life and setting your standards. And you're the one who's relaxing and allowing yourself to receive the benefit of what you're asking for. But you, like so many other of our physical friends, believe so much more in your action than you do in your alignment that you try to act your way into completion, and there just aren't enough hours in the day to provide the action that you think is necessary. Esther reached this place a few years ago where she was sitting in a restaurant with Jerry with a list of things to do today that 10 people couldn't have gotten done today. And she was frustrated over it. She was flipping through the pages, many, many pages of this list. And she said to us, Abraham, what should I do? She felt overwhelmed by it. And we said, they were sitting in a restaurant. It was the original macaroni grill, and there was a big paper placemat in front of her. And we said, draw a line down the center of this placemat. And so Esther did. And we said, on the left side, write things I will do today and underline it to mean I mean it. And on the other side, write things I will delegate to the universe and underline it, meaning I mean it. And then we said, go through your list one by one by one. And if it's something that you know that you must do today, write it on your side of the placemat. Everything else, right on the universe's side of the placemat. So Esther took her untenable list and began going through it line by line, and she wrote one or two things on her side and then several on the universe's side. And by the time she was finished, it took nearly an hour. There were so many things on the list. By the time she finished the list, there were a handful of things on her side of the placemat, and everything else was on the universe's side of the placemat. And we noticed and pointed out to